This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, and we invite you to join us here. The toll-free number, Skype username will be available to you. We'll share those with you here in moments. And, of course, you can join us online anytime you want. Just go over to freetalklive.com. Get interactive there. Lots of interesting news to discuss here tonight. Coming up, Johnson, you've got a story from Psychology Blog.
The Psy Blog. It's my favorite new prep source. It really is.
And it's about what?
It's about improving your life through psychological distance. I don't want to necessarily explain what it is because I think people like, you know, being surprised by this sort of concept. It's kind of interesting.
I'd like to know a little bit more about that as well.
Actually, it wouldn't surprise me if this is something that you already do, that you personally and already do in your own lives on many occasions.
So you can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Interesting story about 4chan is in the news. Jonathan, I don't know if you heard about this one. You're kind of in the technology world to some extent. Heat Street, heatst.com, reporting that the Brexit second referendum petition is a 4chan prank. And the BBC,
how does that work? Wow.
The BBC has reported it as real. So for those who don't know, recently the folks over in Great Britain voted. And the majority of the voters voted to leave the European Union.
Right.
And I was seeing headlines after that that there was a 2 million petition signature petition that had is demanding a second vote, revote. On this.
And that petition is fake.
Apparently, that was 4chan that did this. The story from Heat Street. The 4chan bots represent the ultimate failure of the mainstream media. The BBC's desperate shilling for Remain, which is, again, the choice between remaining in the EU and leaving, will come under increasing scrutiny as we exclusively reveal the supposed popular petition for a second referendum, wholly illegal and unworkable and unprecedented in British history, is a prank by notorious S-posters 4chan. The BBC,
S-posters.
The UK's national broadcaster, gleefully reported as real, with no basic journalistic checks, that an online petition that appeared to be growing at a colossal rate. By 1:30 p.m., it was one of the fastest-growing petitions in history. So fast that, in fact, somebody should have checked for bots and scripts. The BBC is failing totally in its charter duty to perform basic journalistic research.
Isn't that pretty much every journalistic organization now?
And so then they actually show a screenshot of the alleged petition script that someone wrote to, you know, create a little bit of fraud on this petition. Heat Street can exclusively bring our readers proof that the spamming of the petition is a magnificent 4chan prank that the Chads and Stacys of the BBC and liberal media swallowed whole.
They really just called them Chads and Stacys.
Heat Street does the basic journalistic work that the BBC failed to do. They then link to 4chan, where they boast about their work on the petition. So, you know, the evidence is right there. Almost 50,000 signatures from Vatican City. This is an excerpt from 4chan here. They'll look at the IPs and wonder how the F people from North Korea and the Vatican are voting. Another one says, blah, blah, blah. There's talking crap here because they are pretty vulgar on 4chan, so there's a lot of this that I can't say. So apparently this organization, Heat Street, went to 4chan, found evidence here, showing that there's clearly, you know, fraud going on this particular petition.
Right.
We can post screenshots of the code 4chan and Anonymous are using to hack Parliament's petition. Why couldn't the BBC or Parliament's IT services Google this thing themselves? It was not as suggested. People from outside of the UK.
What is a Google? What are you referring to? I don't know. was a good, you were talking about this internet thing and didn't know. He was just trying to report on it.
The, let's see, it was not as suggested people from outside of the UK signing. It was simple hacker scripts. By Sunday afternoon in the UK, the national broadcaster deigned to report that Parliament was investigating the petition for fraud. Other liberal media scions also pounced on the petition. But 4chan's posters had set up scripts and bots to add fake names to the petition at an impossible rate, spamming it with unlikely addresses in Ghana and elsewhere.
It's really quite a hell of a thing, isn't it?
The BBC seemed unwilling to let it go, though. BBC still
going to continue reporting on it as this.
Well, they want, you know, they're the government's official arm, and the government, all of the parties. Well, I was reading earlier today.
Well, there's also a huge contingent of, I think, you know, the ultra liberal folks over there in Great Britain who are just crying out in agony over this decision.
Well, it's all of the statists.
Like, you know,
it's not just liberals. You know, every party. Every party in the UK, except for, I believe, the UK Independence Party, I was reading this today, every single one of those parties advocated for staying in the European Union. That's right.
Really? That's so, really interesting. Yeah. So that, you know, suddenly the people came out of the woodworks who are not part of any of the major political parties.
Correct.
That's huge.
Since the media were too stupid to see that these were not signatures from outside of the UK, but in fact simply bot scripts, 4chan and Gamergate hero Sargon of Akkad helpfully posted shots of the spam script's results on Twitter. Nice to see 13,000 French are petitioning the British government to have a referendum. And then links to photographic the alleged proof of that.
Or mainstream France, un referendum.
From the mainstream media outside the BBC were blushingly reporting the petition may have been manipulated without acknowledging that 4chan and Anonymous had been online for 24 hours boasting about their prank. One quote, 23,788 people from North Korea, one of the world's least internet-connected countries, have also signed the petition. Tech sites, unlike the news media in the supine UK, have seen 4chan break an online petition before. Remember when they took over the Time 100?
The North Korean petition was a slightly different version. It was the greatest petition for the People's Republic of North Korea.
Or Dear Leader.
Or Dear Leader. Greatest Dear Leader petition to keep UK in European Union.
So then they go on. They show you some screen grabs from a program called the Mooter from 4chan and Anonymous that was used to easily flood Parliament's petition with fakes. So there you go, BBC News reporting on a 4chan petition fraud, basically.
Right.
And acting as though it was completely legal. So that's, it's interesting watching the Brexit situation and, you know, finding out how long is this thing going to take. We still don't even know. It could be several months, it could be another year
right.
before they're actually leaving. And in the meantime, I suspect that these people who support the European Union are going to try to pull out whatever stops they can
right.
to stay in. But why leave the European Union? We did talk about some of the regulations that
crazy,
were crushing the folks over in the UK and elsewhere. And there's an interesting story that both you and I had here tonight, Johnson, about digital cameras and why this has to do, why the 30-minute recording limit for video on digital cameras, like, so mostly these cameras are used for taking pictures, but
right.
they have a video
option.
Yeah,
I think, like, you know, primarily what we're talking about here is the digital SLR cameras, things
correct.
That you're going to see, like, you know, your, you know, high-end photographers and also, you know, well-armed hobbyists are going to have with their cameras. You know, what do they call that? Not professional, but they call it like
prosumer.
Prosumer, but they also there's another thing like amateur. You know, like something amateur. You know, but it's not quite amateur, but it's like the level above.
I've not heard
above
that
amateur,
one.
But below professional.
That's not prosumer.
Well, no, that's prosumer if you're talking about the market.
Okay.
But if you're talking about what the person actually is in terms of how, their level of hobby. There's a term for it, and I can't remember what it is.
Well, if you know it, you can call in toll free here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
It's like modified. It's something amateur, you know, like, you know, high level or whatever. But
Michael
anyway.
Yon over at Breitbart is reporting on the British and others have a real basis for wishing to leave the EU and its nonsensical Eurocrats. This post explains a trivial matter by comparison, but by scaling up this example, it becomes easier to understand their anger and frustration. My Canon digital SLR cameras shoot video that is often of sufficient quality to use in major motion pictures. The quality is extremely high. Many filmmakers use the Canon Mark III 5D. In fact, Bo Davis from the 101 Reasons film used Still Camera's video feature to shoot all of his interviews for that movie. You can see it at 101reasonsfilm.com. They really look great. So why the restrictions? Blame the EU. We'll tell you more coming up, and you can join us on Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveatpurse.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
America, what will it take for you to finally recognize that we're facing a major financial problem today? How high does our debt have to go? How far do stock prices have to fall? How many more times must Congress raise the debt ceiling? How many more trillions does the Fed need to print out of thin air? How much bigger must the wealth gap between rich and poor get? How much longer does the Fed need to manipulate interest rates? Wake up, America. The facts are simple. We can't afford our debts, and we can't stop printing or borrowing money. So, we're going to see a massive monetary crisis like nothing in history. Don't believe government officials or mainstream media who tell you everything's okay. Get the facts. Go online to www.defendmymoney3.com. Learn how to protect yourself. Go to www.defendmymoney3.com. That's defendmymoney, the number 3.com.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855 450-3733. We do have Skype, so you may Skype into the show at Skype username lrn.fm. If you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty, You can do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker, and you know that people love to read them, so check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages at LibertyStickers.com. We'll tell you more about the EU regulations that have resulted in your digital camera having a 30-minute video recording limit. Why is that?
The EU regulations.
And then well, there's more about the EU and the Brexit. Plus, coming up, Johnson, you'll be telling us about psychological distance. What is it? I have no idea. but we'll find out here in moments. Let's go first to Robert in Nevada. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Robert.
Hey, Ian. How you doing?
Hey. What's on your mind tonight?
Good. Well, before you got into the main topic about the EU today, I thought there was something that you and the co-host Mike want to look into.
Mike, welcome to the show, Mike.
Hello?
I'm sorry, joking here. It's not that we don't have a co-host named Mike. We've got Johnson.
No, he said the co-host.
Mike. Oh, I thought
the co-host might look,
Mike.
Might want to look into.
Look into.
I'll go by Mike. I actually wanted to go by the name Mike when I was a kid.
So, I apologize. It's the phone. It's, you know, if we had you on Skype, I probably would have understood you.
You look like a Mike. That's fine.
you could, yeah. It'd be a Mike.
Anyway, before you get into the main topic, there was an update regarding the search and seizure that the FBI did on Playpen. And 4 days ago, there was an unsealed document that the EFF made an article about in regards to reasonable search and seizure. You're referring to
the FBI operating a child pornography website that had some sort of an exploit on it that was able to break through the anonymity of Tor and identify over 1,000 IP addresses and other information about some of the users of that site. So EFF revealed a paper. Go ahead.
That's correct. Yeah, I found out about it today on the YouTube show Hack 5. But on the EFF documents, they link to the actual unsealed documents, and there was a couple of things that you might find interesting about them. The EFF cited, and I looked through the document myself. It's very extensive. It reads like a telephone book. They're making tons of excuses as to why it's not reasonable that people should expect privacy if they use Tor. And you might want to look more into this, but two very amusing ones that I found. Basically, what they're saying is because hacking has become widespread over the last few years, it should be expected that your computer will be hacked. Therefore, you do not have a reasonable expectation of privacy using Tor. That was one of the things that I found was amazingly.
Actually, it would be kind of interesting if that argument went through and set a precedent, because then it would mean for hackers that it's open season on all politicians.
You know what? That's the thing. It comes down to whether or not you're a government and you have a gun in the jail. The second thing here, real quick, is because you connect up to Tor, your IP address is shared with that first level node, and therefore it is an unreasonable expectation that your IP would be kept private. In other words, even though the multi-level, you know, onion network of Tor, you know, the way that it works, it masks your IP address through different layers via proxy, since you are sharing your IP address with the first layer of Tor nodes, it is unreasonable. Since you're sharing it, it's unreasonable that you expect to be private because you're sharing it with one of the Tor nodes, which it's ridiculous. It's a very long document, like I said. It's not the main topic for your show today.
No, I actually had something about this in show prep. It just... What you're referring to is not that we would have necessarily gotten to it tonight, so I'm glad you called in about it, but what you're referring to is a court decision by a federal district judge in Virginia, a federal district court judge. Yep. So this is yet another federal judge. There's been a variety of them who've made decisions in cases that have come up from this FBI running this child pornography website.
Right.
Some of them have completely booted out the evidence, saying this warrant was illegal, therefore all of the evidence gathered to this warrant or because of this warrant was gathered illegally, so therefore you're going to have to throw out these cases. There was another case where a judge ruled that the FBI could keep it secret what their exploit was, but then the case would have to be dismissed. So there's been a variety of rulings from these lower court judges that are in some cases very contradictory, and this is one of the worst rulings, probably the worst ruling of all of them. So there's been a whole span from you have no more privacy in this particular ruling to the warrant was illegal and throw out all the evidence. So it's going to be interesting to see how all this shakes out at an appeals court level.
The very important thing to take away from this, from the EFF document, it says the implications for the decision, if appealed, are staggering. Law enforcement would be free to remotely search and seize information from your computer without a warrant, without probable cause, or without any suspicion at all. That's essentially what this is tantamount to, because it's creating a legal precedent that you do not have to have any sort of excuse whatsoever to expect privacy on your computer, and therefore the FBI can treat it just like if they were, you know, detaining you on the street and checking your pockets. It's basically the same thing, and if this is not appealed properly and if the decision is held.
Well, they do also say here in their release from the EFF that it's also incorrect as a matter of law, and we expect there's little chance that it will hold up on appeal.
Right.
So this, you know, it's very unlikely this is going to hold up. But
I don't know. A lot of these technology things, though, sometimes are argued really poorly because they just don't know what they're doing.
Well, also, they're not argued poorly, but, I expect the EFF would be able to argue it well.
Right.
But the judge may not understand it.
Anyway, well, have a good show.
Hey, thanks for the update, Robert. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. I'll continue from the EFF's release on this here. The decision underscores a broader trend in these cases. Courts across the country, faced with unfamiliar technology and unsympathetic defendants, are issuing decisions that threaten everyone's rights. As hundreds of these cases work their way through the federal court system, we'll be keeping a careful eye on these decisions, developing resources to help educate the defense bar, and doing all we can to ensure the Fourth Amendment's protections for our electronic devices aren't eroded further. We'll be writing more about these cases in the upcoming days, too, so be sure to check back for an in-depth look at some of the legal issues and problems with the way the FBI handled its investigations. Courts overseeing these cases have struggled to apply traditional rules of criminal procedure and constitutional law to the technology at issue. Recognizing this, we've been participating as amicus to educate judges on the significant legal issues these cases present. In fact, EFF filed an amicus brief in this very case, arguing that the FBI's investigation ran afoul of the Fourth Amendment. The brief, unfortunately, did not have the intended effect.
You know, you said it twice, and I just realized that, you know, I never really understood that word, never really kind of looked it up or figured it out. What is amicus?
An amicus, it's a legal term, a Latin term, amicus curiae. It is friend of the court.
Weird.
So amicus, I presume, is the friend word, and curiae would probably be the court word. Toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's someone who's not a party to the case and offers information that bears on the case. We'll continue. It's Free Talk Live.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Dial toll free to join us here, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, Johnson will tell us about psychological distance. What is it? I don't have any idea. We'll find out here, though, in moments. Of course, your calls come first. Your thoughts are welcome about what you want to discuss. You can also hook up with the hottest, newest wallet for Bitcoin, digital currencies, not just Bitcoin, Ether is included in the Jax wallet, as well as DAO tokens. You can get it at jax.io, J-A-X-X.io. It'll allow you to store or to access your cryptocurrencies of choice there, those three of them, which is unusual because most of the wallets out there in the cryptocurrency world are just for Bitcoin. So,
what's a DAO token? I haven't heard of this thing.
Oh, good question. That is kind of an... It's kind of a detailed answer, but I'll see if I can encapsulate it as briefly as possible, Johnson. A DAO is a decentralized autonomous organization.
Okay.
The DAO is an idea that is
not,
built...
Not D-O-W. That, okay, that's,
no.
Okay.
This one is built on the Ethereum blockchain, okay. And it is a new concept that allows ownership of basically a company, if you will, that can do business and do things without really knowing who the owners are. Meaning the owners are the people who hold these DAO tokens, right, which you can purchase with Ether. And then if you have the DAO tokens, you can then vote on proposals within the DAO. So people can make proposals of, oh, I think we should spend this $150 million worth of money, because they raised $150 right. million dollars worth of investment money from this mm-hmm. DAO token thing. I think we should spend it in this way. And then the DAO token people can vote whether they like that idea or not. So it's sort of almost a democratically run decentralized organization.
Didn't something like really weird like happen in Ethereum recently?
Something bad happened with the DAO thing. Yeah, so it wasn't Ethereum.
They needed people to vote to not like.
So what happened was the DAO got hacked, basically. Although it wasn't really a hack, what really happened was the hacker just read the rules and found an exploit, found a loophole, if you will, a mistake in their rules, and was able to empty like $3 million worth of DAO tokens into his own account. And then the big question was, well, what does the community do about it? Do you just let it go, consider it a teaching moment, and patch the code up?
$3 million teaching moment.
Or, well, they've done that with Bitcoin, where people have lost a lot of money, and Bitcoin just rolls on. Sorry.
Yeah.
So there's an argument to just keep moving forward. But then there's another argument that, okay, well, we could hard fork the Ethereum technology, the blockchain, mm-hmm. go back in time before this person emptied out the DAO tokens and restart there and, you know, fix the errors.
Right.
But, you know, there's a large group of people who don't want to do that because they just want to keep moving forward. Look, you messed up. You blew it.
Right.
You wrote bad code, and somebody figured it out, and they should win from this, and you should fix it next time. So that's the big argument, which side's going to win. And ultimately, with the way these blockchain systems are set up, these new money systems that we've been talking about a lot on Free Talk Live over the years, but I'm sure a lot of our listeners are new to, if a certain percentage of the miners, the people who are doing the, let's call it the backbreaking work of crunching code to make these systems work without getting into detail, if, I think it's like 75%, I don't know what the number is for Ethereum, but if a supermajority of the miners were to vote for the hard fork concept, then it would reset back into time. The person who emptied out the DAO tokens would no longer have them.
And what happens to all the transactions that happen in the meantime?
They'd be reset, I would think. I don't know. Maybe they can reset just that one transaction. Right. I really...
All the transactions get reset. It's like, but you already paid for this thing. You know, like physical...
Yeah, that's
thing,
a darn good question, Johnson.
Happen, you know, like...
Yeah, I don't have...
The further out this goes, the more physical, you know, items and goods may have been...
Yeah, that's a darn good question. I don't know if they can just pull back one thing or if they have to just go back to a point in time. Maybe it is that they can just pull that one transaction and then fix the code. But either way, there's your somewhat lengthy answer to what are the DAO tokens. But you can store those in the Jax wallet. Whether or not they'll succeed in the future, who knows? But Jax is a really great wallet. You can get it at JAXX.io. And it's, by the way, cross-platform. So you can put it on your smartphone, tablet, laptop, Windows, Linux, Mac, iOS, Android device, whatever you got. We're going to continue. Your calls and thoughts are welcome here. On the way, the EU and their stupid rules that have mandated a 30-minute recording limitation on your digital camera devices. But first, we have George in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, George.
Hey, man.
Hey, you're on the air.
Yeah, okay. Well, look, first of all, our government has gone downhill from forever. The very first thing is wrong with our government is a stupid thing called the Electoral College. It should have been abolished back in the 50s when they came out with this neat device called the telephone.
Yeah. So more like Germany in like the 40s.
Yeah, I mean, because now, you know, they have these people that no matter how you vote, if you even decide to vote, it doesn't matter. There's not any such thing as being able to, they decide.
Well, but they've already decided by virtue of the fact that you're being presented with crap sandwich A and crap sandwich B from which to choose. So really, would it matter if
then when you get somebody like a Ross Perot or a Ron Paul, they attack his family and all the news media automatically discredit him and the money's thrown at, you know, just to discredit them and call them a bunch of idiots.
Right, but it's not the Electoral College that's, you know, causing the news media to do that.
Right.
It's the big money that's causing that.
Right, but get rid of the Electoral College and imagine how much more power the media would have.
Well, the
argument is kind of the flip side.
No, if it was an automatic vote where you could see it on your cell phone to see, you know, automatically, you know, this many votes for this guy, this many votes for that person.
How about we just forget about the idea of voting for people? I mean, let's get beyond this. Oh, let's tweak the little voting system this way. Let's tweak the voting system that way. Let's just get beyond the idea of the state. What do we need the federal government for anyway?
Well, really don't.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So I say stop spending any time trying to figure out a better way for the federal system to exist. Because we can all sit down and brainstorm little tweaks that we think might make the system better. But ultimately, the system is a system of tyranny. And any way you tweak it, you're still going to end up with these Republicans and Democrats ruling over your life and stealing as much money as they can get away with.
Yeah, we live in a police state.
Yeah. Correct. And changing the voting system isn't going to affect that because the power is too centralized in D.C. The moneyed interests are they're dug in deep like a tick, and you're not going to get them out of there just by trying to change the rules. And by the way, you still have to ask the very same people who you don't like to change the rules to what you would like. Yeah. And so they're not going to do it.
It's like this Brexit. It should be all zit. You know,
every country zit. Leaving everywhere.
Every zit. You know, like everything should, we should all exit. Everybody.
I think so. I agree with that. George, is there a secession movement down there in Georgia?
Oh, I don't know about that. I'm just a 60-year-old guy down in Georgia that's, you know, lived all over the United States and paid taxes all my life and never going to be able to retire. And
I heard you, brother. Thank you for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. I think a lot of people realize what George does, and that is that the federal government is a dangerous thing. It's useless. People hate the fact that they're ruled by these people. But yet some of them think it's necessary. George isn't one of them. But I think they're, you know, it's the secessionist movements have a lot of ground that they still need to gain. And if you're in Georgia or whatever other state you find yourself, you should start looking around, see if there's a secession movement down there. I know there's one in Texas. There's one here in New Hampshire. There's one in Vermont. Hawaii, I believe, has one as well. California has one. So let's get 50 secession movements going. Let's start, you know, getting the buzz out there. NH Exit hit the streets on Sunday night in Manchester outside of the federal building there. And they've gotten coverage in the Concord Monitor and the Union Leader and I think a couple of local TV stations as well. So just get out there, put a press release out to the various mainstream media and let them know you're going to, you know, be having some sort of secession protest or independence protest, whatever you want to call it. And let's get people starting to talk about the idea of secession. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. If the UK can do it, why can't you do it? This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Join us.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-689-2939. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-689-2939. 1-800-689-2939.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink!
And I'll tell you one thing, I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink!
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
DarkCityDefense.com was born in Black Mountain, at the foot of the Black Mountain Range in North Carolina. From the Dark City, as it's affectionately been named, we built an online firearms pro store that boasts a vast range of firearms, optics, and outdoor supplies. With aggressively low everyday pricing and a free gift pack with every firearms purchase, DarkCityDefense.com is committed to Tier 1 customer service and overcoming darkness by turning on the light of liberty. Find the light in our logo and find out more at DarkCityDefense.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free to bring up whatever's on your mind. We've got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. You'll need to send a contact request first if you haven't done that yet on Skype, and then we'll approve it. It won't take very long for it to get approved, and then you'll be easily able to call on Skype from that point forward. If you want to call us toll-free, do that at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
Okay, so right back to your phone calls. Then coming up, a ridiculous European Union regulation. Give you an example of how micromanaged the European Union is, and one reason why a lot of people want to leave it. Let's go to Sarah first. So in New Mexico, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yes, I just have one more idea to add to the rapid transit here in Albuquerque, that project. And, you know, the most important aspect of it is pedestrian and intersection safety. You know, I'm convinced that we're going to be saving like 10 to 15 lives along like 8 miles of Central. So where they're gonna build some cores up to like Eubank, that's about 8 miles. I believe like there's about 15 people killed crossing Central.
You believe that? Now, what is it that makes you believe that?
Well, you know what? We had 41 people killed in Bernalillo County. That's a county including Albuquerque and a little outside area.
Uh-huh.
The Bernalillo County, so we killed about 41 pedestrians at two-thirds of
all at once?
Over what time frame?
1 year.
Okay, 41 in 1 year in the county. All right. So how do you whittle it down to believe that over an eight-mile run of one road that there will be 15 people dying?
Were they spread out over the 8 miles?
Well, I mean, the 10 to 15 people, because the thing is that, you know, right next to University of New Mexico, they have three car lanes going one way and another three cars going one way. And the speed limit is 35. You know what they're doing? About 40 to 45 or sometimes 50. And they can't stop.
Do they, like, accelerate when they see pedestrians in the crosswalk?
Of course they do.
Right. Right.
Well, yeah.
Statistically.
What you're saying is you've observed people speeding around the university campus.
Well, they see Yeah, they figure that if they're a jaywalker, they just speed up and kill you because they figure that you're not at the crosswalk. See?
You are so crazy.
Do you think that they have like a point system for like different types of people?
Well, I think they would kill like the elderly and the disabled and the blind. I guess that's more.
Are
like,
you for real?
Point. How many points do you think a blind person is worth?
I have no idea, but you know, it's just this is the wild, wild world.
You really believe? I just want to understand you here, Sarah, because I. You know, there's some people who call this show that listeners believe are fake, that they believe they could not possibly be real. Scott the Bigot, many longtime listeners will remember there was a debate over whether or not Scott the Bigot was really this bigoted a-hole that he was, then you know, seemed to be when he called the show. And I haven't heard that debate about you, Sarah, because I think that people think you're... I think that you're genuine. I think you genuinely want to see these things change in your town, that you're worried about pedestrians. But do you really believe what you just said, that people in cars speed up purposefully trying to hit pedestrians?
Well, you know what? I live here. They do that to me.
Oh, come on.
They see I'm puffing. I'm serious, because you know what? I've been living here.
You are some sort of delusional nutcase. I mean, to think that people... are so dangerous and that they are just without care for their fellow human beings.
Well, okay, now I'm going to drop the other shoe. So there is video of this happening, not in the United States, but in China. In China, the way the legal system works, the way it can only happen with statism, but in China, the legal system, you are better off if you have killed the person that you hit. So if you get in an accident with a pedestrian in China, you want to hit them and leave.
Yeah, but she's acting like...
That's how they've made their government system work over there.
But that would be in the situation where it was an accident. She sounds like... I swear to you, Sarah just said that she believes people will speed up to purposely hit someone who's a pedestrian, as though it were a game. You joked that you riffed on it, that it was a game. But Sarah, why would you think people are so callous and so heartless towards their fellow man and woman?
Well, they just, they think it's funny. They want you to run for your life. They think it's funny.
Now, you know, how do you know what they think? Have you actually talked to people that drive and they've told you, yes, I think it's, ha ha ha, Sarah, ha ha ha, I think it's so funny to run you little pedestrians down. You're next.
Well, I see them laughing and smiling when I have to run out of their way. They think it's real funny. And plus, over here, they run over two times, two different cars.
They what, two times?
One runs them over. Yeah, two times. I hear this. They do this all the time in the evening. They can't. The first kind runs them over.
That's got to be some kind of bonus points right there. If you can actually immediately run over someone else that someone has just run over. Thanks for the call, Sarah. Good luck out there in the streets. Wow. Toll free number.
I'm just thinking like a video game, like double bonus, you know, like triple kill, you know, killing spree.
Right.
No, oh God, what is going on? Actually, in college when I was down in Sarasota, I actually almost got hit in a crosswalk by a car that was speeding through, didn't pay attention to the fact that there were crosswalks. This is like a road where students are crossing all the time. And students had just crossed, and I was crossing, and this car was going way too fast and almost hit me. I jumped back. I freely admit, I kicked a gigantic dent in this person's car because they almost got me. Like, they almost got me, and I just was angry. I was furious, and I just reached out. I had steel-toed boots on, and just wham. Serves you right. Keep going. Goodbye. And I just kept walking. I actually waved and just kept walking.
Wow. I'm just trying to imagine being Sarah and walking around the streets of Albuquerque, New Mexico, believing that everyone is out to get you if they're driving behind the wheel of a car and that they just think it's the funniest thing in the world to run you over.
Right.
To live in that level of paranoia is just hard to fathom.
Right.
The toll-free number tonight here, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You do not have
basically, to be... I think out there, she's in New Mexico, right? What they're going to, what they're doing is it's like this whole group of people, and they kind of like, they tear apart their cars, and they augment the engines, and then they like put the human remains like on the cars, and they rebuild them, and they have these sort of like armies, these roving gangs that are there.
It's like Mad Max.
Yeah, then they're like warring, and you know, they're trying to create tribes and villages.
Don't give her any ideas. She might start hallucinating.
She's going to go see Mad Max Fury Road or whatever now and be like, you know, it was fantastic.
Yeah. Toll-free number tonight, 855-453.
Like, yeah, exactly. They roam the desert. I know, statistically, because I saw it in a paper.
So what's the deal with these cameras and their restrictions to recording for 30 minutes of video, the digital SLR cameras? Specifically, the article over at Breitbart by Michael Yon, he's talking about his camera, the Canon Mark III 5D. He says, I use the same model for interviews and other situations to capture maximum detail. I just use this camera in 11 countries during comfort women research. I don't know what that is. Often, my use of the camera to create video requires keeping it still, usually on a tripod, ideally shooting video until the battery dies. But the camera will only shoot for 29 minutes and 59 seconds. Why? This time limit has often been problematic. The reason for the time limit is not technical. It has nothing to do with sensor overheating or memory issues. The limit's caused by bureaucrats overheating and their insatiable compulsion to control any and all mundane minutiae within their grasp, such as how much cinnamon should be permitted on a Danish pastry. And then he links to a story about that.
I think it's rather unsettling that these cameras cannot record longer than 30 minutes. Limited immediately.
For whatever reason, bureaucrats decided that significant tariffs should be charged for video cameras. But first, they needed to define what is a video camera and what is not.
Actually, it'd probably be rather inappropriate to like assign like a British accent to a bureaucrat right? I mean, obviously, you know. That's not really the case.
During that quest, bureaucrats set an arbitrary time limit for continuous video. They created law stating that cameras capable of shooting 30 minutes or more of continuous video would be considered video cameras, and thus subject to significant tariffs that could cost hundreds of dollars more per camera, or for top-end models, even thousands more per camera.
Ridiculous.
So, basically, this is a way for manufacturers to get around that particular restriction.
Right.
From 2007, quote, the EU trade experts decided last Friday that to be classified as a digital camera, equipment must not be able to record at least 30 minutes of video, of a single sequence of video, in a quality of 800 by 600 pixels or higher, at 23 frames per second or higher.
Why are they taxing digital cameras in the first place?
Because they can.
Yeah.
855-453, that's 855-450-3733. And we'll tell you a little bit more about these ridiculous camera restrictions brought to you by the EU. On the way, hour number two of Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it! You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you